A conversation with Will Coggan, Managing Director of HumaneWatch.org, regarding HSUS, David Sparks Ag Information Network of the West. New data shows that HSUS is engaged in deceptive fundraising that takes money intended for local pet shelters.
If you go to Google and you search for whatever phrase you're looking for information on, oftentimes you'll see some ads might appear based on what you search for. That's called Google AdWord advertising. Obviously, if you're an advertiser, you choose what phrases you want to advertise on. We were able to pull a list of everything that HSUS is advertising on from a words point of view for search terms. It was basically advertising on the names of a lot of these local humane societies. So in our point of view, hey, that's a way to increase the name confusion between HSUS and these local humane societies, obviously with the hope that people give to HSUS instead of these local groups.
Isn't that fraud?
I think it definitely is. You can certainly make the case that it is. I mean, this is intentionally doing it. This isn't some sort of mishap or an accident. The people at HSUS are choosing to advertise on these keywords.
So they get funding, basically through fraud. Who gets the money? The CEO?
The money probably goes into one of several accounts that they have, depending on if it's earmarked for anything or if it's just a general fund. But the money that goes into HSUS, this is according to their tax returns. In 2016, which is the most recent data we have, they spent a little over half their budget on fundraising. So a lot of the money that goes into HSUS basically just goes back out the door to raise more money. It's what we would call a factory fundraising operation.
Sounds like a Bernie Madoff setup. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.